You know, for decades, professional life has operated, well, a bit like a vending machine.
Oh, totally.
Right. You punch in your specific code, like your university degree, your past job titles, maybe a nicely formatted bullet point about your ability to multitask.
The classic multitasking bullet point.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the machine dispenses a career opportunity. You put in your single 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and you just wait for the machinery of HR to clunk along and drop a job into the tray. It's highly transactional. It's predictable.
And it gives us this, I mean, this very comforting illusion that human potential and a complex, messy work history can just be perfectly categorized, neatly filed away in a manila folder or, a static PDF.
But the problem is, if you look at what is actually happening in the hiring market right now, that vending machine is completely broken. People are hitting the buttons, putting in their resumes, and nothing is happening.
Nothing at all.
So, welcome to this deep dive. Today, our mission is to explore a groundbreaking May 2026 white paper titled Becoming Discoverable by Richard Licclezio. We are going to figure out exactly why the traditional resume is dying and how you, as a modern professional trying to stay relevant, must adapt to this new AI-driven landscape just to survive.
It is a critical shift, and we should be clear up front, right? This isn't just about software engineers or tech CEOs.
No, not at all.
The transition documented in this white paper affects literally anyone who needs to be legible to the market.
Right. So if you are actively hunting for a job, if you are building a consulting business, or if you just, I don't know, want to ensure your career doesn't stall out, listen closely. Because the way the world evaluates your worth is fundamentally changing. Let's frame the crisis with some staggering statistics from the paper.
Yeah, these blew my mind.
Since 2021, the average number of applications per open enterprise role has nearly tripled.
Triple.
We are hitting an average of 263 applicants for a single job.
That's just wild.
But the people processing those applications, a recruiter's screening capacity has stayed completely flat at roughly, what, 38 to 40 hours a week? They're drowning in paper. Independent observation shows that because of this sheer volume, recruiters now spend an average of just 11.2 seconds on an initial CV scan.
Just over 11 seconds.
11 seconds to judge a decade of your hard work.
What's fascinating here is how the enterprise system has actually compensated for that impossible volume bottleneck. Companies didn't hire an army of new recruiters to read those 263
Oh,
resumes.
right. They couldn't afford to.
Exactly. They deployed algorithms. According to the white paper's data, 99% of large enterprises now use AI somewhere in their recruitment workflow.
99%, almost all of them.
Yeah. And even more striking, 21% of firms automatically reject candidates without any human review whatsoever at any stage of the process.
Wait, no human eyes at all.
None.
So a quarter of the time, I'm just sending my life's work directly into a shredder if I don't format it right.
Exactly. The static document isn't failing because you wrote a bad resume or, chose the wrong font. It is failing because the system around it and the audience that consumes it has evolved way faster than the format itself.
So the human reader is just gone.
The human reader has been replaced, or at the very least heavily augmented, by an AI parser.
Which perfectly explains why modern resumes look the way they do. I have to compare the modern keyword-stuffed applicant tracking system resume to something we all universally despise, which is a terrible SEO-optimized recipe blog post.
Oh, that analogy actually maps perfectly to the mechanics of what's happening.
Think about it. You just want to know how to bake a simple chocolate chip cookie.
But to get to the recipe, you have to scroll through 15 paragraphs about the blogger's crisp autumn vacation in Vermont.
And their grandmother's antique mixing bowl.
Right. And it's strategically packed with bolded keywords like chewy chocolate chip cookie recipe easy, just so the Google algorithm ranks it on the first page. It is text written entirely to be parsed by a machine.
Yeah, nobody wants to read that. And in the process, it loses what the white paper calls the high bandwidth signal of human taste, judgment, and actual communication style. We are doing the exact same thing with our careers. We are keyword stuffing our lives.
We're doing it because AI is now the dominant interpretive layer between your professional content and your audience. Recruiters use AI to summarize you. Prospective clients use it to research you. Boards use it to evaluate you.
It's everywhere.
But the author argues that in 2026, we're finally moving past that awkward recipe blog phase. And the reason this evolution is happening right now comes down to the sudden, simultaneous collapse of three very specific economic cost curves over the last decade.
Okay, let's unpack these curves because understanding the economics really explains why the old system is collapsing. The first is the cost of production.
Right. So if you wanted to create rich multimodal self-representation in, say, 2018...
You're talking about a custom website, video reels, interactive case studies demonstrating your skills.
Yeah, all of that. That would cost you between $8,000 and $25,000 in contractor time. You'd need a developer, a designer, a copywriter.
That's a huge barrier.
Huge. But today, using AI generation tools, a single professional can build that same high-fidelity environment in a weekend for between $50 and $500.
Wow.
That is roughly 125 times drop in production cost.
The barrier to entry for looking like a premium brand has basically evaporated. What is the second curve?
Distribution. Serving that rich media to anyone in the world is essentially free. The paper mentions EdgeServe static hosting.
Which is a technical way of saying what, exactly?
It's a way of saying that putting your files on servers distributed all over the globe, so your site loads instantly for a visitor in London or Tokyo, now costs practically nothing at an individual scale.
Okay, so making the profile is cheap and broadcasting it is free. But the third curve is the one the paper says is the most disruptive.
Right. Yeah. Yes, automated character inference. This is the cost of having a computer read your work, analyze it, and accurately understand your cognitive style and capabilities.
And how much did that drop?
That cost fell by a staggering 330 times. It used to require massive computing power to have an AI read a 50-page design portfolio and accurately summarize the creator's problem-solving style.
Right, that used to be a supercomputer task.
Now, thanks to radically more efficient large language models and cheaper computing power, it costs fractions of a cent.
So if we have cheap production, free distribution, and dirt cheap AI inference, the entire dynamic shifts. We aren't just tweaking the resume anymore. We are replacing it.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this simultaneous collapse of those three cost curves is creating an entirely new equilibrium. The author compares it to the massive shift we saw between 2005 and 2012.
The advertising shift.
Exactly. When the world moved from traditional broadcast advertising, like a billboard everyone sees, to targeted performance advertising, where the ad adapts to the user.
Oh, that makes sense.
But this time, that shift is happening in a $968 billion global recruitment market. We are seeing a fundamental change in the very medium of professional identity.
The white paper calls this the substrate shift. Because of these cheap new tools, our professional identity is moving from a static document to an interactive software system. You go from a piece of paper that someone reads to a LinkedIn profile that someone clicks to this completely new paradigm, which they call the interactive profile.
Yeah, the interactive profile.
This is a first-person AI-instrumented environment. You don't just read it, you explore it, you converse with it. It's a working software product that proves your competence rather than just listing it in bullet points.
And the white paper outlines a five-layer architecture for how every serious professional will build this new system. They refer to it as the Prism stack.
Prism, right.
But really, you can think of it like constructing a modern, intelligent building.
Let's walk through how you actually build this. The first layer is the facade, the presentation. And I found this interesting. The key differentiator in 2026 isn't flashy design.
No, not at all.
Since everyone has access to AI design tools, the real flex is aesthetic restraint. It's about clean typography and clear navigation.
Precisely. If everyone can be loud, quiet confidence stands out. Below that presentation is the brain of the operation, the reasoning layer.
Okay, the reasoning layer.
This is an AI subsystem, usually a customized large language model, that you have hooked up to synthesize your specific body of work. It acts as your personalized translator.
So if a technical recruiter visits, the AI highlights my back-end coding skills. But if a project manager visits, it explains my workflow in team leadership.
Exactly. Which ties directly into the third layer, which is interaction. This dictates how those visitors actually engage with your brain.
So we are moving past the simple scrolling experience.
Way past it. We are talking about conversational affordances. A visitor might click an Ask About Me chat interface, or they might engage a walk me through guided audio tour of a complex past project.
Or use a Connect feature that actually qualifies the visitor's intent before granting them access to your calendar.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this next layer because this is where the whole concept could fall apart. The fourth layer is the substrate. The paper calls these the truth-bearing primitives of your career. Honestly, that sounds like a phrase from a philosophy seminar.
Yeah, it is a bit dense. Put simply, the substrate is the raw, unfiltered receipts of your work.
The receipts.
Your writing samples, your GitHub code commits, your raw design files, recorded talks, actual project histories. It is the undeniable evidence that you did what you said you did. It is the foundation that the AI actually reads and reasons over.
And the final layer wrapping all of this is Meta. This handles provenance and consent. Basically, the cryptographic proof that these receipts are real and the privacy controls dictating who gets to see your data.
Right. It's a security guard of the building.
Okay. So looking at this architecture, I can immediately see a giant red flag.
What's that?
If production costs have dropped to near zero, what is stopping a complete charlatan from building a gorgeous presentation layer, hooking up a highly articulate reasoning AI, but having zero actual work history?
Oh, right.
If their substrate layer, their foundation, is completely empty, isn't this interactive profile just an elaborate AI-powered scam?
You've zeroed in on the exact vulnerability the author warns about. The white paper defines that as a theatrical profile. It is pure performance.
Smoke and mirrors.
Right. But here is the mechanism that eventually corrects for that scam. The reasoning layer. The AI is a multiplier. It is not a foundation. If you put a highly articulate AI on top of a thin, shallow substrate, it actually destroys trust faster than a bad resume.
Wait, how so? If the AI is articulate, wouldn't it fool people?
Only for a few seconds. Imagine a chatbot trained on a decade of deep, complex decision documents, financial models, and team emails.
Okay.
That AI becomes a brilliant, nuanced research instrument for a recruiter. Now imagine a chatbot trained on three fluffy blog posts and a fake degree.
Oh, I see where this is going.
When a recruiter starts asking it specific follow-up questions about project bottlenecks or coding architecture, the AI has no receipts to draw from. It starts giving generic, evasive answers.
So that's hallucinating.
Exactly. The parlor trick becomes painfully obvious, and the visitor immediately bounces. The AI can only amplify what is actually there.
That makes total sense. The depth of the interrogation exposes the shadow foundation. So if you are listening to this right now and wondering where your own profile fits into this new world, the paper maps out a maturity spectrum. You can diagnose exactly where you are and figure out if it is actually worth the money and time to upgrade.
The baseline, where 67.6% of senior professionals currently sit, is what they call document native.
Basically just a static PDF.
A static PDF or a basic LinkedIn page. You are completely dependent on human readers or rudimentary keyword scanners finding you.
The next step up is hyperlinked. About 25% of professionals are here. You have a personal website, maybe a basic portfolio with some links to evidence of your work. Still pretty static. Then you get to interactive, which is only 7% of the global market.
Yeah, these are profiles where the visitor actually does something. Scrubbable project timelines, playable demos, embedded data visualizations.
And then we drop off a massive cliff. Less than half of 1% of senior professionals have reached the conversational stage. This, having that AI agent perfectly grounded in your personal corpus of work, ready to chat with visitors.
To make this real, imagine a hiring manager sitting on their couch in their pajamas at 11 p.m. They are exhausted. They don't want to read your 5-page portfolio.
No one does.
Instead, they just ask your profile's AI, hey, how did this candidate handle the budget constraints on their 2024 logistics project? And your AI, drawing from your actual project notes, gives them a perfectly synthesized, accurate answer. You are basically interviewing while you sleep.
That is incredible. And the final frontier, projected for 2028, is agentic. This is a system that actively works on your behalf. It doesn't just answer questions. It reaches out, qualifies leads, schedules interviews, and negotiates preliminary terms.
But remember, less than 0.5% are at that conversational stage today. That is a massive first mover advantage.
But let's talk about the economic reality. Building one of these conversational profiles takes an estimated 40 to 100 hours of focused work. And it costs between $3,000 and $8,000 in software and AI hosting fees. That is a real investment of time and money.
It is. But the white paper breaks down the modeled 12-month return on investment for that build, and the returns are highly asymmetric depending on what you do for a living.
Yeah, break that down.
If you are an independent consultant, a boutique firm partner, or an executive candidate, the ROI is massive. The models show a 3.5 to 14 times return on your investment.
Why is it so high for them specifically?
Because those professionals sell trust and judgment. If that prospective client in their pajamas can spend 20 minutes aggressively interrogating an AI agent about a consultant's actual track record and the AI holds up, that prospect is essentially qualifying themselves. It creates a depth of trust and authority that a static biography simply cannot achieve.
But the data shows it's not the same return for everyone. Salaried, mid-career professionals see much slower returns, maybe 0.6 to 2 times their investment. For them, it's less about immediate revenue and more about compounding long-term career optionality. It's defense against becoming obsolete.
Right. And we should note the geographic and sector nuances here.
Let's do that.
North America is currently leading in overall readiness because of its deep tech infrastructure. But the Asia-Pacific region is scaling the fastest, boasting 343 million LinkedIn members eager to stand out.
And Europe actually leads in that metal layer we discussed, the provenance and consent layer. Because their business culture has spent years internalizing GDPR privacy norms, they are much better at building the privacy infrastructure required for these AI agents.
Exactly. And industry-wise, tech and creative fields obviously lead in the substrate layer. They naturally produce portfolios and code repositories.
Sure.
But heavily regulated sectors like finance and healthcare are actually leading the charge on meta attestation because verifying complex credentials is already baked into how they operate daily.
It is a fascinating map of how different professions are adapting. But handing your professional identity over to an AI agent sounds like an incredible superpower until you realize something terrifying. What happens when these exact same AI tools are turned against you by the people evaluating you? Here's where it gets really interesting. The white paper dives deep into a field called computational psycholinguistics.
This is a field that has been studying text-based personality inference for decades. But modern large language models have essentially weaponized it.
Explain how this actually works, because the idea that an AI can read my resume and know my personality sounds like science fiction.
It isn't just looking at the skills you list. It is analyzing how you write.
Okay.
It looks at your sentence complexity, your use of passive versus active voice, the ratio of verbs to adjectives, and even your hesitation markers or punctuation habits. For example, a high frequency of absolute words like always or never can correlate to specific stress responses.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The AI maps these linguistic micro-patterns against massive psychological data sets to infer your actual character traits.
And the accuracy is staggering. According to the research cited, Frontier AI analyzing a rich corpus of your work can predict your big five personality traits with an accuracy correlation, an R value of 0.64.
Right.
To put that in plain English, in statistics, an R value of 1.0 is a perfect prediction. A close human friend who knows you incredibly well only predicts your personality traits with an R value of 0.50.
That's the crazy part.
This means the AI knows your cognitive style, your aesthetic signature, and your values better than your own friends do just by reading your substrate.
This raises an important question about the risks of this transition. The white paper outlines several severe vulnerabilities, and the most pressing is inference without consent.
Meaning, a recruiter can drop your website URL into an LLM and ask, will this candidate's cognitive style clash with my very aggressive management style? And the AI will give them a highly accurate, structured psychological breakdown without you ever knowing it happened. You have absolutely no way to consent to that evaluation.
Exactly. It operates entirely in the dark. The second major risk detailed in the paper is the equity gap.
Right, because this technology heavily favors people who are technically literate and time rich. If you have the luxury of time and the skills to build a flawless conversational interactive profile, you look like a genius to the AI evaluators.
And if you don't?
If you are working 3 jobs and don't have the time to curate your truth-bearing primitives, you become practically invisible to the algorithms. It threatens to encode a massive socioeconomic filter directly into the hiring pipeline.
And we can't ignore the technical risks, specifically hallucinated credentials.
Ah.
If your AI agent isn't strictly grounded to your actual work history, a malicious visitor could use adversarial prompting to trick it.
How would they do that?
They could confuse your AI into claiming you have a master's degree you don't actually hold, or that you worked at a company you didn't. If your own profile lies on your behalf, the reputational damage is entirely yours.
That would be a complete disaster.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean? We have explored the collapse of the resume under the weight of AI screening. We've looked at the new interactive architecture, the incredible ROI for early adopters who build trust, and the very real risks of algorithmic mind reading. The white paper's ultimate conclusion is a ticking clock. The window for early mover advantage is closing, and it will shut completely around 2028.
By 2028, the traditional static resume won't be the starting point of a job hunt. It will just be a downstream export. It will be a tiny, flattened receipt generated by your interactive profile, not the source of truth itself.
So for you listening, if you want to get ahead of this, the white paper offers a highly specific 90-day implementation playbook. rather than an overwhelming to-do list. Think of it in phases. How should they start?
Phase one is the substrate audit. Don't build anything yet. Spend your time gathering your receipts. Inventory every public artifact you have, your writing, your project plans, your code, and identify where your foundation is weak. Phase two is building the interface. Create a restrained, fast-loading personal site. Do not over-design it. Keep the presentation quiet so your work speaks loudly.
And then you bring in the brain. Phase three is adding your AI reasoning layer grounded strictly in the corpus you gathered. And crucially, you have to adversarially test it. Try to trick your own AI. Try to make it hallucinate a fake credential so you can build the guardrails before the public sees it.
Finally, phase four is locking down your meta layer. Add clear disclosures on your site about what is AI narrated, secure your data, and set up a sensible privacy posture before you officially launch.
It is a fundamentally new way to think about who you are in the professional world. You're no longer managing a document. You are managing an intelligence system. Which brings me to a final thought I want to leave you with, building on that futuristic agentic profile concept. If we are truly moving toward a world where your AI agent actively represents you and can take actions on your behalf, what happens in 2030 when your AI applies for a job by negotiating directly with a company's hiring AI? Imagine a world where the entire interview process, the salary negotiation, and the complex culture fit assessment happens agent to agent in a fraction of a second before you even know there is an open role. The old vending machine of career advancement isn't just broken. It is being entirely replaced by invisible digital handshakes. Are you ready to let an algorithm do your handshaking?